What about Nicky Dow? We spoke about this yesterday at some length.
Ooh, this was a big talking point.
This is what he had to say last night.
I'm really proud to be back here. I mean, I came here as a 17-year-old from Bendigo. It was rigorous. Had to answer some, you know, some really tough questions and put forward my ideas what this football club could be for the next couple of years.
He's not the. I went away and thought about this a lot yesterday because we had that discussion on air yesterday about it. The thing I would say, he's not an experienced coach, though, is he? And he's been given a very responsible big position as an AFLW coach. And you look at his resume and how little he's actually coached. Okay, he's been part of a very elite-type program. But in terms of coaching experience, I would say, and this is no disrespect to Nick, I would say that he hasn't even got to the stage of his coaching career where he's really developed his own philosophy about what he believes
and
how you play.
I think you're selling him short in a big way. This is a man who thinks about footy like few others, who consumes the game like few others, and I think he'd be very clear in his mind about how he wants
Gary,
to
play. There's a very big difference between knowing the game, watching the game, loving the game, being invested in the game, and actually coaching the game. And he hasn't had the coaching experience. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but to suggest that he wouldn't be clear in his mind about how he wants to play, I think that would be selling him short.
No, well, I think without wanting to sell him short, I think you develop a philosophy about how you want the game to be played over a period of time, which is why coaches have a long tenure as being in the system before they get a senior coaching position. And that's how you develop, because you might start out thinking one way, this is how I want, but then you trial it because you've had coaching years of experience that develops.
We're in violent agreement. He's got a coaching philosophy and he'll refine it.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is he hasn't had the experience actually to develop what it will be.
No, that is true too. That is true too.
Anyway,
I don't want to knock have Nick Del. I didn't like the abuse that came Nick Del Santo's way because St Kilda deemed him to be the best man to take their footy club forward.
Yeah, but it's okay to have then the discussion about whether or not he has the experience.
Fine.
Yeah, and that's all we're doing. And I'm not trying to knock him. I'm just saying that. Yeah, and look, he'll coach better than me. Yeah, he probably will. And if Michael, if I had known that was you that sent the text, I wouldn't have read that out there. But that's what happens. But it's when you get an appointment as coach, it's not you, the person who has made potentially the error. It's the people that have appointed you that haven't made the right selection.
Hey, I've appointed coaches that made errors. You know what? I'm better for it. I'd be better. So fog off.